This large altarpiece with the adoration of the Magi is one of the most remarkable expressions of culture that had practically worn itself out. Just as new theories of perspective and concepts of painting were beginning to make themselves felt in Florence, Palla di Noferi Strozzi commissioned a work that appears to turn its back on all that was new in favor of time-honored ties with the Gothic tradition of the past. Of course, the chosen idiom, with its procession and the wealth of detail, was well suited to the patron's desire for self-glorification. For there he is, elegantly attired, standing with a falcon on one hand. This is a deliberate pun on his name, Strozzieri, which was the name given to falcon trainers. The artist, who may have portrayed himself in the figure, behind the younger magician looking outwards, shows no interest in the perspective of the scene, but rather layers his figures with no regard for spatial depth. However, unlike the traditional Gothic altarpieces, this one is free of the visual vertical elements so that the artist is able to make full use of the paintable area. Free of such obstacles, he can develop his narration in a single sinuous flow that begins and culminates on the left, thereby avoiding the static constraints and the symmetry of traditionally composed polyptychs. This altarpiece was to have a great influence on the Florentine artists of the period. Indeed, 40 years later, it was to act as a source of inspiration for Benozzo Gozzoli in his painting of the Procession of the Magi at Palazzo Medici Riccardi.